I am talking to Robert Houlihan. Bobby, can you tell me about this particular concert that you have coming up in Mexico?
It came about following a concert that I did in Cuba in the month of May last year, kindly supported by yourselves, by the way, because of the material you sent out. And that came about through the Cuban embassy in Dublin. And I did half a concert of Irish music, and the other half the concert was a Beethoven symphony. They felt it would be better to have a classical symphony in one half so it would attract people. So, following that concert, in fact, before which I gave a talk about Irish music in general, and it was actually a discovery for a lot of people because, as you know, most people abroad still associate us with traditional music only and river dance, etc. That cliche is still there. But following that, anyway, one of the people at the embassy in Mexico, Derek Lam, contacted me, and unfortunately, they weren't able to get the ambassador to go to Cuba because they cover Cuba as well. And he said the next time he would be very interested in having a similar concert in Mexico City, and which I replied favorably and just said to him that, there are costs involved, that we could approach Culture Ireland. And he made the approach to the orchestra. They were on board for having a complete program of Irish music, in fact. So it set the thing in train for the funds from Culture Ireland, which we got, and on top of that, then yourselves came on board with supplying the material because the orchestra didn't have the budget themselves for hiring the material, and also RTE were very much on board for helping us out as well, especially in relation to the arrangements of the songs that Céline Byrne is going to sing. And then I was very interested in having, of course, a composer, a contemporary composer, in other words, a living composer, featured in the program as well. And we finally opted for Donnchadh Dennehy's Elastic Harmony, and Greg Harrington was very much in favor of coming on board for that. The music that's featured, along with Donnchadh's Elastic Harmony, are two pieces by Sean O'Riordan, which we've recorded with the NSO, the Misha Era Suite, of course, with the concert orchestra, and the Seolán an Ghabháil, which is the Herding of the Calves. Then we have the Suite of Irish Airs by Frederick May, and we have An Comhaltaí Dearg by Alois Fleischmann. And I tried as much as possible to give a broad spectrum of the music that we have in this country and the music that is available to be played. So, in other words, music from, if you like, the 19th, 20th century, and of course from today, if you like, which is Donnchadh's piece. So I'm hoping that the audience will get some idea of what we're about, not only river dance and traditional music as well. And also there will be the opportunities for me to talk, I believe, at a press conference about Irish music and Irish composers today.
And how have audiences, or how do audiences abroad respond to this music and these programs? I mean, what's your kind of your sense? Because you've put on a lot of concerts involving Irish composers' music outside the country.
Yeah, well, I think you could. It's the analogy to that would be what do people abroad? What's the first image that comes to mind when they think of Ireland? And of course, it's the green fields, it's the pub sessions, it's the traditional music in the bar. So in effect, what they're looking for is a similar thing in sound, if you like, from an orchestra, and that they can get very easily because of an abundance of it. So the broad audience still. They want to associate the music with the pictures that they have in their mind, you see. And I think this is our job as musicians and conductors, etc., to show people that there isn't only that, So it's not easy. And as I said, it is a minority. For example, after the concert in Cuba, there were, I think, two or three people, young people, who came to me afterwards, even though I gave a talk before the concert. And they came to me afterwards, and they were curious to see the score, Elaine Agnew's score, because they had some questions about the piece. And so I very kindly gave them a look at it, and they were investigating that. But that was only three members of the audience, but they were also students in composition. So the broader audience, Jonathan, is still expecting to hear the sounds of that go with the images that they have of Ireland. And so it's a long trek, but I think we're getting there. I think possibly in England there is our nearest neighbor, there's a more awareness of the contemporary composers. That's what I would feel anyway.
You mentioned that you've recorded quite a lot of works by Irish composers, which are now available, commercially on CD and for download. How important is that part of your work as an Irish conductor?
It's very important, Jonathan, because I tell you, every time I travel, I actually bring copies of the CDs with me to various managers or producers. And in fact, alongside that, I have to say it's coming to mind as well, like someone like Bill Dowdall, who's very much on board for recording new music as well. I'm always asking Bill to give me, four or five CDs that I will hand out to colleagues of his in other orchestras. So the recordings are more useful because very often if I speak about a composer and I don't have a recorded version of it, the management don't really know how to judge him a score. Unless you have a composer who's also director of the orchestra, in other words, he decides programs, he doesn't necessarily have to hear the music. He can judge by himself from the score. But more often than not, these managers or directors of orchestras cannot read music, so they can only judge by what they hear. So that's why it's very important that we have these recordings available. So the concerts will take place in Mexico City with the Mexico City Philharmonic Orchestra on March the 24th and March the 25th. I'll be out there already from the Tuesday rehearsing with the orchestra. And the times are 6 p.m. on the Saturday and 12 p.m. on the Sunday. And I believe also the concerts are going to be televised, so we might be able to get copies of those. And so I should also mention, so thanks to Culture Ireland for supporting this. We wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And of course, your own support as well, CMC, for providing material. And of course, to RTE, who are very much on board for lending some of the material for the songs, and also Derek Lamb of the Irish Embassy in Mexico. And finally, I'd just like to put in a plug for Paddy Townsend, who came on board in the last few weeks to finalise arrangements that we needed. As you may know, the arrangements of Irish songs are very hard to come by, and RT were very forthcoming with some of the material, but we couldn't get everything. So Céline Byrne, who's the soloist that is going to be singing the Irish songs, has suggested Paddy Townsend, and he very quickly got together to arrange Sally Gardens, She Moves Through the Fair, and The Lark in the Clear Air. And we're very happy with his arrangements.